Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. And please join in our gathering hymn, Immaculate Mary.
Immaculate Mary, your praises we sing. You reign now with Jesus, our King. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave Maria. In heaven the blessed your glory proclaim. On earth we your children invoke your fair name. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave Maria.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
My dear brothers and sisters, as we now gather before this altar, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord, seeking forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who have come to know the grace of the Lord's resurrection may, through the love of the Spirit, ourselves rise to newness of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Saul, still breathing murderous threats against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, that if he should find any men or women who belong to the way, he might bring them back to Jerusalem in chains. On his journey, as he was nearing Damascus, a light from the sky suddenly flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He said, "Who are you, sir?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, for they heard the voice, but could see no one. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. For 3 days he was unable to see, and he neither ate nor drank. There was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias, and the Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." He answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the straight called Street, and ask at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is praying there, and in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him, that he may regain his sight." But Ananias replied, "Lord, I have heard from many sources about this man, what evil things he has done to your holy ones in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to imprison all who call upon your name. But the Lord said to him, Go, for this man is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before Gentiles, kings, and children of Israel, and I will show him what he will have to suffer for my name. So Ananias went and entered the house. Laying his hands on him, he said, Saul, my brother, the Lord has sent me. Jesus, who appeared to you on the way by which you came, that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately, things like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. He got up and was baptized, and when he had eaten, he recovered his strength. He stayed some days with the disciples in Damascus, and he began at once to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Go out to all the world and tell the good news.
Go out to all the world and tell the good news.
Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples.
Go out to all the world and tell the good news.
For steadfast in his kingdom toward us, and the fidelity of the Lord endures forever.
Go out to all the world and tell the good news.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia,
alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him, says the Lord.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen. I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him, just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father. So also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. These things he said while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, it is good to have all of you folks here in person today as we celebrate this Mass, as well as those listening on the radio or watching on the app. And during this Pledge Week, you know, thank you for all those who have contributed to help keep this radio on the station so we can broadcast all over the world and bring the good news to people of many cultures and languages, people all over, and especially with the Mass. It's kind of a privilege for me to be able to come and say the Mass here, and it's kind of fun. Ever so often, I'll get text messages from people around Wisconsin saying, hey, we saw you on the app, or hey, we heard you on the radio. That's awesome. Keep up the good work. And my response is, give God the glory, you know? And then my other response is, well, I'm glad your radio didn't blow up on you when you heard my voice, or your computer didn't explode when you saw my face. So for all of you who are thinking about pledging, if you want to keep the Mass going, please make a pledge. And if you think that I need extra classes for homiletics, you know, help me with my homilies, pledge more. There we go. But what's really cool is we are continuing our reading through John's gospel, the Bread of Life discourse. And this is a very beautiful gospel that we need to reflect on throughout our lives, remembering who Jesus is, why he is, and the beautiful gift he has given us, that he is the Son of God. He came into this world to not only lay down his life for our salvation, but to give us the gift of himself in the Holy Eucharist. And every time we gather to celebrate the Mass, whether here in Wisconsin or around the world, we are able to receive our Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity. We are able to receive new life because of him who laid down his life for us. And when you really stop and think about it, wow, what a beautiful gift. But then, my friends, too, we are reminded as we receive our Lord in the Eucharist that we are called to be like Jesus, to go out into the world, to continue to proclaim the good news, to bring others to Jesus. We are called to live the gospel message every day of our lives. And he gives us those graces. He gives us the strength to do so. And so as we celebrate this Mass, let us lift up prayers of praise and thanksgiving to heaven, our Heavenly Father, for sending Jesus into the world. But also, too, let us praise the Lord for the gift of his life, the gift of his love, and the gift of himself in the Eucharist. And I invite you to please stand. Trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world. For Pope Francis and all priests, and for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood, especially in our own diocese, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in the world, that violence will cease and that God will heal all nations and hearts, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our nation's leaders, that they will work for the respect of human dignity in all its stages and to promote a culture of life throughout our country, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those participating in the Walk to Mary tomorrow, that they will be blessed with safe travels, pleasant weather, and a fruitful pilgrimage, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the living and deceased members of the Follett and Malone families for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts. We ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of our Lord, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite hearts, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice tonight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash, O Lord, my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Graciously sanctify these gifts, O Lord, we pray, and accepting the oblation of this spiritual sacrifice, make of us an eternal offering to you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. By the oblation of his body, he brought the sacrifices of old to fulfillment in the reality of the cross, and by commending himself to you for our salvation, showed himself the priest, the altar, and the lamb of sacrifice. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic host sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always,
and with your spirit.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Lord Jesus Christ, the living God, who by the will of the Father and the word of the Holy Spirit, gave life to the world, filled with your most holy body, and blood from all my sins, and keep me always faithful to your commandments. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
The crucified is risen from the dead and has redeemed us. Alleluia. Those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with purity, humility, and devotion, with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of all the saints. us pray. We have partaken of the gifts of this sacred mystery, humbly imploring, O Lord, that what your Son commanded us to do in memory of him may bring us growth in charity through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you again for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. And be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. And coming up next, please join Cal Clark for the Faith Explained. And again, if you haven't made your pledges in for Relevant Radio to keep up with this wonderful ministry, please do so today and tell them Father Matt sent you. And the Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
This Mass is ended. Go in peace.
Thanks
be to God. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls.
Amen.
And let us go forth praising God as we sing Immaculate Mary, and we'll sing verses 3 and 4.
We pray you, O Mother, may God's will be done. We pray for his glory, may his kingdom come. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria, Ave, Ave Maria. We pray for our mother, the church upon earth, and bless Holy Mary, the land of our birth. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave Maria.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.